has problems, it's a fact of life that this world's rife with things that aren't pleasant to deal with. And it's hard to admit, even we as Christians have to deal with it. Some of us have problems others don't have, that's why we help each other on the narrow path. But we tend, even with intentions that are good, to not tell people what we should. Instead, we point them to the hoops that we jump through. It doesn't work for me, maybe it'll work for you. Or worse, we deny the problem outright in the vain hope that it'll disappear overnight. And most importantly, put a clean face on, show the world nothing bad is going on. But that'll only last until they find out the lies and we all see through your disguise. Us that maybe this game is turning off the people that we're trying to save. A lack of honesty, cause that's what it is, makes us as appealing as soda without fizz. Paul said we should boast of our weaknesses, because through them God shows more of who he is. Like the bumper sticker says, Christians aren't perfect, just forgiven. And that's how we should be living. Jesus didn't come for the perfect and the right, but for people who spiritually have no sight. And he's making us perfect little by little. We're not at the end, we're somewhere in the middle. Don't have to, we can't be, so don't even try to be perfect at any point before you die. If we can be honest about that, it might show God's love in a way that we can never know.
Down in the uns, got your shorts in a while. We seem to have forgotten that we can't be God. I don't know what the future holds. I say let's sit back and watch it unfold. We're letting the world dictate who we should be, but our suffering for us don't make reality. I don't know what the future holds. I say let's sit back and watch it unfold.
Gain the whole world and lose your soul. If I didn't know better, I'd sit at your goal. With the issues that you bring and the signs that you take, forgive me if I say you're starting to sound fake. As you preach your anti-social gospel, what's hot always gets the room full. The popular positions don't always align with what the scriptures define. See, a compromise here, a little shift there, soon you can't find God anywhere. As you're critically acclaimed for your social tolerance, proclaiming to us all that it all makes sense. If you read the word this way, then what's wrong becomes okay. When your sandy foundation crumbles down, will all those politicians still be around?
I don't think so.
Wheeling and dealing's got your shorts in a while. We seem to have forgotten that we can't be God. I don't know what the future holds. I say let's sit back and watch it unfold. We're letting the world dictate who we should be, but our suffering for us don't make reality. I don't know what the future holds. I say let's sit back and watch it unfold.
Relevance that's fleeting at best. We latch on to issues that don't really apply. Give them bread and wine, then force feed them pie. Driving off our children with issues we make, then claim that it's their mistake. Tell me, will we go to the lines for Christ? Will we risk life and limb for his sacrifice? Or do we sit tight in our SUVs, proudly proclaiming, it's all about me? I'm not singling out, not trying to hide, but if we truly are Christ's bride, should we not then be concerned whether if we sit with saints or with mockers?
Think about it.